This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Winter has arrived, but not before honeybee keepers at the Washington State University Teaching Apiary made sure the planet's most populous pollinators were prepared to survive the winter months ahead. WSU entomologist Steve Shepard says during the summer, bees may only live 4 to 6 weeks.
During the winter, they can live months, and the colony can't go out and forage or anything like that. They're all kind of hunkered down for the winter, and so you have to make sure that they have enough honey because they use that to generate heat. And effectively, you know, you have tens of thousands of cold-blooded insects, but by clustering together and kind of shivering, they generate heat, and so it could be 20 below outside, and the winter cluster in the middle will be 70 degrees Fahrenheit.
Shepard says the bees effectively act like a warm-blooded organism.
So you as a beekeeper, you know, the art of beekeeping is that you make sure they have enough food to make it through the winter, right? If you take too much honey, then, you know, you kind of kill the golden goose, right? Then they starve through the winter and die.
Shepard says other winterizing duties include installing wire mesh around the hives to keep out mice looking for a cozy place to winter and multiply, which means a quick demise for the dormant bees.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.